This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, bro.
That's how I do be, though.
Of course, you wouldn't know that.
Oh, that's cool.
There might be a fight happening during this podcast. Like,
let me know when I have to laugh.
Two more White Claws.
You can crack my...
Oh, no. They'll
I'll drink it.
You just crack it. I'll drink it.
You're going to hold it up to your mic right here.
Oh. Okay.
And then we'll say three, time. Two, so we'll, one, and then we'll go it.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
No, this is, this is how we start the episode. Start.
Did you shake this before you gave it to me?
I'm not doing it to you.
If I get a face full of beer.
Okay. Yeah, you're like, what is going on? Okay, kill that light, Miss Shelly. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Dave. Right?
Oh. Are you good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can crack that one.
You can crack your drink.
Borrow a Truly, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you want a Busch Light, Brandon?
You know what? I'll have a Busch Light just for you.
Oh.
It's a Busch Latte.
Ooh, Busch just latte? Won my vote. I'm moving to Texas just to vote
there
for
we
you
go.
Now.
Okay, ready?
Where's my mic?
Right on your neck.
Yeah, yours is on your neck.
Oh, okay.
Ready? I got you. That's why I was touching you earlier. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Hey!
Oh, shit, don't. That's on you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Unsubscribed Podcast. I am joined today by Eli Doublefap, Fat Electrician, Grandpa Gaming, and Brandon Herrera,
and
myself, Donut Operator. Thank you so much for watching all of our dumb content.
Woo! What's up, everyone? Holy crap, shit. We can say shit. You cuss. Not on your channel, but on this one you will. Dude, we are so excited. Everyone is super stoked for you to come out in like a 3-day notice, I think.
Really? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Try one.
Yeah. Technically it was one.
What? Well, that's a big discrepancy. Like 3-day notice. Well, technically, yes, it was like 12 hours, but
well,
you know.
I blame Nick. Nick was like, I want to be there on that one. Can he make range day? I was like, okay. Call Gramps. I was
just,
like, hey.
So you're aware. It's pretty rare that all four hosts are here at the same time because we're all real busy. So we try to have two of us here, maybe three of us here. But like sometimes all four of us are like, no, we're all going to be here for this one. So,
well,
that's you.
I got to say, I'm really overwhelmed and really happy to be here. But this guy right here, this guy, I watch on YouTube all the time.
Dude, that was my favorite. I was talking about him on the drive to the restaurant. I was like, oh, yeah, we got Donut. We have Brandon. We have Fat Electrician. You like Fat Electrician. He's a medic, combat medic. And then he does a lot of history stuff, World War II, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, I've never heard of him. He walks into the restaurant, sees him. He's like, I know you. I was like, okay. And then he's like, oh.
Perfect.
I was watching you on the plane. I was like, well, that's
Nick,
his best friend
Nick
now.
Is so hard right now.
I know. I was watching your videos yesterday, too. So it all works out.
You're getting the chubby, huh? Yeah.
He's bricked up for Gramps.
You should have watched one episode.
Okay, all you young folk out there, just la, 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 la.
Thankfully, none of them watched this.
We do have a baby.
Oh, yeah, one baby we signed.
One baby.
One baby that we signed.
During the live show, we had a baby brought.
Really?
Like a 4-month-old?
Three months old.
Like
three
well, months old. Most well-behaved baby I've ever met.
Young didn't cry life. Once. The entire show. Show.
It was like probably all the coding.
In like a 4-hour show.
You should have been on my plane today. That kid left and didn't shut up until he landed.
Tell Cody's one of your first viral clips was on Reddit. Was that baby God. Just screaming?
Cody just baby in the background.
I don't know this.
Really?
I don't know this one either.
No, I'm just filming my face. I think you were on the flight with me. I was filming my face, and I was just like, and there was a baby behind me in the seat, just.
This is 2018, Cody. You're probably not hanging out with Brandon yet.
God, yeah, that was like, maybe. What, 6 years ago?
Yeah, right before we met. This might have been a minute ago.
It was probably the year we met.
Yeah.
Dude, that was on Reddit because you made it to the front page on that. I was like, hey, what's up, boy? What's up, boy? Dude, this... My favorite text I've ever received was from you when the first thing you said back, I was like, hey, da 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 da. Gramps, welcome. We'd love to have you out. His first question, he's like, can I bring my gun?
Then he sent pictures.
And then he sent pictures of said gun. I was like, oh, this dude's dope as
also,
shit.
Also, what is that? I have to ask. I'm as a firearm fanatic, I'm very curious.
It's a custom built by Mike's Gun Shop in St. Peter's. 6.5 Creedmoor with a high-powered Night Force scope on it. 22-inch barrel, Dragon, muzzle brake.
I yeah, see a man of culture.
Because yeah. You're a long-distance shooter.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you have, dude. The amount of stories, I was like, okay, I don't even know where to start. I was like, this is going to be like a history segment.
I'm an expert marksman, rifle, expert marksman, pistol. Long gun is my specialty.
Yeah, because everyone loves your that one viral video that you did where you're like, all right, you put it up here, and then headshot. I'm like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
This old man fucks. It's dropping everyone. I was like, holy shit. Because I think that we sent that around our group.
Yeah.
Multiple times. Thankfully, you're winning.
Now you're embarrassing me.
No, dude, it was seriously in our group chat. We're like, holy shit, watch this guy play Battlefield.
This dude just boom, zeroed boom, a boom, rifle boom. In combat in a video game. Like, not only was I impressed with you, I was also impressed with the coding of the game that they even took that into consideration.
That was allowed to work.
Oh, there's levels to video games. Oh.
Well, the only thing they don't have in that game is windage and Coriolis. Yeah. That's it.
If he knows about Coriolis, that's why he does like 2 miles. What's your longest shot?
With that gun?
No, in total. Period. Yeah, period. What's the longest shot you've ever done?
In real life?
Yeah.
1,800 plus with that gun?
Yeah, 6.5. Now, with the 6.5, the harder shot, too.
Whoa, with 6.5?
Yes.
That's a harder... Okay, so if you don't know, like, that is a way harder shot. Just because the ballistics, it's a lighter round. And the ballistics, it's not as... A heavier round's more stable. That's why you usually do a 338 or...
I mean, 6.5 is a laser beam.
Yeah, it is.
Past a mile, anything is difficult.
But the thing with the 6.5 is if there's any kind of wind, crosswind, you better compensate for it or you're going to be like a mile wide.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. When you have a spotter saying 2 up, 3 over, just go a little bit more.
Jeez. My farthest shot ever, I think, was 1,100 yards with a 338 Lapua. And that was after spending $200 of somebody else's ammo at that event.
The boat
I was
tail.
So proud of that. Like, oh.
Was it the boat tail?
Probably.
Yeah. Did it have a pink tip?
No, I don't believe so.
Get this custom. What's your farthest shot, Cody?
The one we did at the helicopter event. I got 1,100.
Oh, really? No. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Three times in a row.
I was.
The range we're going to tomorrow ain't that far. Is
no,
it?
God no.
No.
Oh no, it's sorry. Perfect. It's optimal 6.5 distance of like 55 meters.
It's a great pistol and shotgun range if you're a bad shot.
Yeah.
Go for it. Now, if there's no one on the range, you have a little more distance because you can go backwards. But since it's like packed out, yeah.
You'll be one of the most experienced shooters there tomorrow. So we're walking people right up to a mountain of dirt and being like, all right, even if you
cut loose,
it's still gonna hit dirt and not go anywhere.
Okay. So our biggest problem is inexperienced shooters with machine guns that after 7 rounds, it's anti-aircraft.
Yeah.
God, we do have range days tomorrow, man.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Nick, yeah, where's your furthest shot? Home. I like shotguns. Like, what? No,
that's long, your furthest shot? No. My furthest shot's a shotgun.
Yeah.
25 yards.
You live in Iowa.
Huh?
You live in Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much space there.
Oh,
you can shoot down the highway and get 18 miles.
Yeah, you guys, yeah. Like, you know that we're only allowed to hunt in Iowa with 45-70, and that's, like, new, and shotguns.
Yeah, because it'll go around the planet.
Yeah. Iowa's so flat, you're not allowed to hunt with like 30-06 or anything because it'll just go for 2 miles and hit. You're only up until like 5 years ago, you could only hunt slug, shotgun, and bow in Iowa, and that was it. And with the lever actions becoming popular again, they finally let you hunt with straight wall cartridge. So basically 45-70.
Yeah.
And that's all you can hunt with in Iowa because it's so flat there.
There's also some bigger ones, like some 450 Bushmaster and stuff like that. That's not too bad.
I mean, you're still shooting a pool ball at something. It doesn't go very far.
The long range shooting, especially like 1,875 feet, you're looking at like a 5 second delay to hear the sound.
Buffering.
Yeah, from that, it's like, pow.
Buffering.
One, two, three,
or it's just four, like that. Five. The guy that I told you about, the postal rage guy, that explains when he's sitting in the post office.
I don't know. Which was this?
Hilarious.
Postal rage?
Yeah. Postal rage.
Sounds like
he's a postal worker.
I thought you were talking about the UPS shooting back in the day.
No. This is the guy that's like...
Is he on the internet? That's his name?
He did a reaction video on TikTok. And, you know, he's saying, this must be the most dangerous man in America. Trust me, if you piss this guy off, he's going to hit you from a mile out. It's dude, hilarious.
Those guys, I would not have that name as a anything on social media. They'd be like, Brian, your name's Postal Rage. You okay? Bud?
What? Ted Kaczynski, your name is Postal Rage.
Bro, do you remember the guy that's sitting in the plastic chair and the police shoot the gun out of his hand?
Yeah.
He's just chilling like this.
Like the SWAT sniper.
Yeah, the SWAT sniper just shoots the gun right out of his hand.
He's just
that's all
there.
Guy was.
He didn't know what happened. He
looks up. I had a gun in my hand. Where'd it go?
What the hell happened?
That's awesome. Ow.
Yeah, that sucked.
So, Gramps comes from a long line of fucking warriors and military. Like, how many people in your family was in the military?
My granddad, my uncle Walker, my uncle Joe Walker, who collided with the XB-70 and was killed in 64. My dad, then there's my wife, me, and my ex-wife were all military.
That's crazy.
My daughter's mother.
And that's even starting with your, like, what'd your granddad do? This fucking dope as shit.
My granddad was a World War II fighter ace, flew P-51s.
Oh, nice.
And the squadron he was in was called Bulldogs. And he flew a P-51 with the name on the side, down for double. And 16 and a half kills.
European or Pacific Theater?
European.
Yeah.
So he downed 16 planes.
16 and a half.
Now, so he's a
here's the question.
He's a triple ace.
How do you get a half a kill? And I have to explain this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't understand the half.
Every time I say that, a half a kill is when two pilots shoot at the same plane and both get hits and that plane goes down, each pilot gets credit for half a kill.
Oh, that makes sense.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I've never heard that ever.
Where the fuck? Yes, in my cousin's combat fighting times.
So Grandpa helps spit roast a Nazi.
Eiffel towered that dude.
great Grandpa IRL. You want to go halves on a Nazi? My 17th. So he's a triple ace, though.
Yes.
16, fuck, that's a big deal. Being a triple fighter ace.
Yeah. Homeboy just fucking slaying people.
I worked in avionics. I worked on the green or the side of the Navy with airplanes. I've never heard a half of a kill, so that's really cool.
Well, the last aces to ever come out of any war was Vietnam.
That's it.
Yeah. And the most after Vietnam is, I think, one pilot in an F-16 or an F-15 shot down three planes in Kosovo during that operation?
Oh, yeah.
There?
To be fair, everybody we fought after that had difficulty understanding second-story buildings, let alone airplanes.
generally speaking.
Yeah. Do we get like a real history lesson? This is about
buildings are hard.
Step aside, Nick. This is dope. So your granddad did that. He served his entire, and then he got out.
He actually retired 3 stars.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So he was in the Army, right? Army Air Corps.
He was in the Army Air Corps. Then when the Army split up,
stood up the Air Force,
and then it became Air Force, and then Army. It used to be the United States Army Air Corps. Then in 49, I think it was 49, they split off into Air Force.
Mm, Navy has the most planes, is all I'm saying.
It's Army. Okay, buddy.
Hey,
it's okay. Buddy.
Guess what? Army has the most boats.
He's true. The Army is.
I know.
The Army has the largest navy in the world.
Yeah, I'm not going to fight him on this show.
I say, there might be a fight happening during this podcast. Like, I feel tension right now.
He's beating the shit out of each other. Like, dear God, not for the Gramps. You know he hates it when we fight.
Cody, the appropriate response is, oh yeah, well, the Navy has its own branch of the military, the Marine Corps, and it's got the fourth biggest Air Force on Earth after our first biggest Air Force.
God, the U.S. military is way too much power.
We're kind of OP, dude.
Yeah, super OP. Yes. So then...
Don't worry, the current U.S. government is working on nerfing us.
That's all they do.
They're doing a
That's
great job.
Good at.
Yeah.
No, God.
Eli, wake up!
Huh?
I know that the Ghost Bed pillow is super comfortable and has cooling technology, but we're shooting an ad right now.
You mean this Ghost Bed pillow?
That one!
Cooling technology?
Cooling technology. It's hot in Texas, but that's cool. Eli, I know you're cooler than the backside of a pillow, but with Ghostbed, you don't have to turn the pillow over. It has cooling technology.
Every mattress has a 20-year warranty.
Some even have 25.
And you can try it out for 101 nights.
If you don't like it, you can send it back. No hard feelings.
No hard feelings.
I have hard feelings for Ghostbed.
I have a hard feeling for you.
I'm really hard. The pillows have cooling technology.
And so do the mattresses.
The mattresses do too!
Hey, Cody, did you know Ghostbed also offers bundles?
Bundles?
You get everything you need.
Just choose from your 4 mattresses and pick your bundle.
So whether you need a mattress and a frame, or you just want to choose it all,
like their cooling pillows and sheets,
you can get the best bang for your buck.
Right now, Ghostbed is offering 50% off everything if you use the code unsubscribe. Click the link in the description or go to ghostbed.com/unsubscribe.
That's right, ghostbed.com/unsubscribe and get 50% off right now.
So granddad got out, dad then joined the military, and then you and your dad have, what did your father do?
He was in the Air Force.
Air Force.
Structural mechanic.
And what's crazy about this is, what is special about you and your dad?
We are one of the very few that were ever in country at the same time. He was at Da Nang. I was off the coast up at Yankee Station as a rescue swimmer while they were doing operations into Hanoi with the Navy.
You guys were in theater at the same exact time.
Mm-hmm.
The rescue swimmers? So you're telling me Charlie really doesn't surf?
The things I can do with a razor right now.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah.
The only thing I have to contribute here is a cheap joke, you know?
I was like, hey, you might just check out a little bit of a podcast. Not the clips. Those are usually pretty docile.
As long as we're welcoming him to the podcast. We have a game that we do with all of our new guests.
Oh, no.
We have our own superhero group.
Oh, God.
Called The Offenders. Here's how this works. You get to pick your own superpower that you want. We get to pick the offset, the downside. So, for example...
Why are you looking at
me? I'm scared. I don't know.
I know everyone's like,
because they're all so offensive.
So we have really offensive superpowers. We have really normal superpowers until we created the offsets for said superpowers.
We're really bad friends.
Terrible friends.
Yeah.
So you have
bad friends who like gaming.
We have like our entire audience base is 18 to 44. Is
my superpower is telekinesis.
Do we have one of those?
We do.
Who had telekinesis?
I forget. Who did have telekinesis?
It might have been one of the live shows.
Oh, it might. Yeah, I actually think it was at the live show. So, no.
None of us remember what we said.
No. So, okay. Telekinesis. Gramps can be like, not with that sound, but.
Well, should we tell him our powers first?
Yeah. Let's go over our
powers.
Let's
get some context.
The audience is like, don't tell Gramps any of your.
Slap him and not even raise a hand. Just.
Telekinesis.
Oh man.
I can hit you without even moving.
You just slap yourself.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So Cody can fly.
We started there, huh?
Yeah. I have an 870 shotgun. That's no problem.
So I can fly, but I have to shout racial slurs while I fly.
Ooh. So when he's trying to save me and Brandon's neighborhood, not a good area. He brings a ladder. Climbs up there.
Burning buildings. He's like, just bring a ladder.
Come on down, bro. We're good.
Can you fly?
Not today.
No, not today, dude. Not today.
So mine is invincibility. However, I'm constantly myself, and I don't remember it. So I just wake up in the morning, and my body is still wherever. Yeah.
He's depressed, very depressed.
So the ceiling fan.
Waking up and seeing myself floating over the ceiling fan, it's a little jarring sometimes.
Oh.
Sometimes two, sometimes three.
I'm Professor Xavier.
Okay.
But only, God damn it, I can't look him in the eye while I say this.
I forgot about yours. Look. You know Professor Xavier from X-Men?
Sure.
Okay, I'm post-nut clarity man. I have his powers, but only for like the first 45 seconds after I come.
I can see why he couldn't look me in the eye.
Do you regret the podcast yet?
I suddenly...
He's like, it was an honor. He's like...
Yeah.
It was just a flash in the pan.
It's just like... When people say bad jokes on my chat, I just say, let me know when I have to laugh.
You're going to love this audience.
Oh, no.
The audience is going to be like, you're going to read the comments and be like, audience.
I went on their podcast.
Just to let you know, folks, this is a great group of guys right here. I love them.
You don't have to lie.
Okay.
No, it's
what? Oh, jeez.
What are you doing down there, Grant?
He's paying me for this.
Oh, he's fitting in real quick.
In the Navy.
Don't go there.
Hey, dude.
All right. Well,
I'm crime cuck. I can travel to speed of light, but like phase through anything for 5 minutes after I arrive at wherever I'm going. So. Really can't stop crime.
So you're saying you can write the check and intercept it before it gets there? And still say it's in the mail?
I could.
Basically.
That's way different than we explained my thing. Usually it's
way more appropriate.
Yeah, way more appropriate. Usually I'm like, man, sorry, lady, I can't.
Yeah, once he gets there,
just watch for 5 minutes.
He has to watch the crime commence for 5 minutes. Bear witness.
5 minutes later, he can write a really good crime report.
Yeah. Okay.
But he gets there and he phases through everything. Like he just can't do anything for 5 minutes.
Okay.
He can get there quickly.
I have the best superpower so far.
Well, now we get to choose your offset.
That is your Dr. Pepper and cherry.
Dr. Pepper with cherry.
See, now you're good to go.
Gotcha. Ooh. All right, what's Gramps' offset?
Telekinesis?
Mm.
So he can make people do
things they don't want to do.
Every time that you go to use your powers, the controls are either mirrored or inverted, and you don't know what they are until you go to use your power. So, like, if you try to lift somebody up and make them go left, maybe the controls are mirrored and they accidentally go right.
Are you writing the rules before the game even starts?
This is
how the game is played. So you got about a 25% chance you're going to do what you mean to.
God, a kid is falling off a building. He slams him on the ground. He's trying to lift him up, but it just like...
Oh, the controls were backwards.
Oh, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go through, throw something in front of an object to stop a bullet, kill somebody else. This person still gets hit by bullet. Like, Crips! It's like, okay. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I just Cody's. I'll save you. Wham!
Remember, folks, I was asked to come out here.
It's true.
No, there's a building on fire, and he just makes more fire.
It's a 25. Oh man, that's actually really 25% chance it's gonna go right. Most of the time, like, please just don't stop. It's worse when you do anything. But it could be the time.
That sounds like any of us being asked to help with anything.
Yeah, that's about right.
All the setup for the live shows. No, it's fine. Just stay in the green room. Please don't.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, except for Tony's Twitter. We just burned that down all day long.
God. That's his offset. There's a 25% chance it goes right.
There's only two things in this world that terrify me.
I bet I could give you a third.
I don't think so.
I believe you, but also, what if I told you that the gentleman to your right was running and winning for a seat in U.S. Congress?
I can believe that. He's got that face.
Well,
that was the biggest insult I've ever heard.
Those dang shady Mexicans.
That does sting a little.
He has that face for a congressman. It's like, not trustworthy.
Gramps low-key just said, you have a very punchable face.
Gramps is a savage.
It's that German word. It's Bagpfeifengescheiß.
Yeah.
It's the word for punchable face.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah, there's only two things on this earth that terrify me.
Death and
all ears.
Spiders and a woman with a gun.
Female police officers, yes, I understand.
Jesus Christ.
I never thought about that. Any woman with a gun. But a woman with a gun legally? That's a different story.
Did you see the Acorn video?
Oh my God.
You've never seen a woman legally with a gun?
Oh, my wife, yeah.
It's the only one. Is she dangerous?
No, she almost shot me one night.
So she is dangerous?
Oh, yeah. All 110 pounds of her.
Current or ex?
No, current.
Okay.
What'd you do?
I came home. I forgot I worked for Motorola, and I had a key, an electronic key. Came back. She's standing at the top of the stairs with my Model 19 like this. Our Rottweiler, our 189-pound Rottweiler, right there, someone had broken into the house, and I walked in the front door.
Ooh. Yeah.
So there was someone in your house?
Yes. And the thing is, Caesar knew who it was because he did not alert.
Got you.
If you've ever seen 189, that
that's your guard Mexican?
Rottweiler.
Oh, that's the Rottweiler. Got it. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
He the dog whisperer.
Yeah. He came in through the garage, went into the laundry room, and stole. I used to paint little miniatures. For Napoleonic's Wars. He stole two trays of Napoleonic's.
What? That's what you're going to steal?
What thief is in it?
Yeah.
Are they like very valuable and collectible?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
They're That's all still oddly specific. Like, he would have had to have known.
Well, yeah, it's weird that a thief would know that. Yeah.
We knew who it was right off the bat when they wound up in Kenosha, Wisconsin for sale. Oh, I know who got these.
I might know too.
What a, yeah, like what a wildly specific thing to steal. Like if someone breaks in your house,
you're pulling on a collection. Yeah. No. And they knew.
Well, I belonged to a club there, and we every Wednesday we'd go down and we big boards set out where you put out the Napoleonic figures, French, Saxon, Baden, Great Britain.
Yeah.
Just have an entire day of war there.
Dude, his, like, so, Napoleon's history, if you don't, that dude was a fucking savage on how he did stuff. He was like, oh, I got, well, he killed, like, the 30,000 when he overthrew the 30,000 or 20,000, he had, like, 800 dudes or 300. He's like, oh, we just position here, 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 and here. They'll do this through the riots, and then we can pin them in and then kill them all. It fucking worked. That's how he got his first big promotion, I think, if I remember.
Yeah.
Like vaguely on that history lesson.
Of course, you wouldn't know that if you watched the movie. You'd just know that he had a weird relationship with his wife because that's all they focused on the entire time.
I didn't even bother watching it. I heard they did him so dirty.
I haven't seen it.
It's really bad.
I heard they basically just talk shit about him, made him a cuck the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the word cuck mean, Gramps?
Oh, God.
It's like, it's like, I'm going to drink on that one.
I need another beer.
It's just the chair in the corner of the hotel room. That's what it means.
The third chair.
The third chair.
Yeah.
Graham's like, I need booze.
Anyways, when did you start playing video games on live stream?
When did you start playing video games, period, actually?
He was there when it was written.
My first computer game was 1976 called B-1 Bomber.
Told ya.
No shit.
Yeah.
And on a
Mac.
But
I've been playing arcade games longer than that.
What's your favorite?
Pizza Hut, the movies. With, you know, you'd wait for the movie to start and be out there playing them arcade games.
Like an actual arcade cabinet.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite of all time?
Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's the four. Wait, which one is Dragon Slayer? Four?
Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair. Oh, that's one of the hardest fuck. That game. Okay, Brandon, this is. Do you know this?
I know the name. I don't know. I never played it.
So these are the young
kids. Dragon Slayer.
So Dragon's Lair is. You want to explain? It is brutal.
It's. You have to go through the storyline, and then it begins out. Really easy, but then you get to points in the game where you have to get through that door. You have a checkerboard floor, and then you see these lights, and you have to match those lights to get to the door. And if you don't, you get fried.
This is
and what's it that, is, like, it eight, is hard. Like,
and you have to 86? Do it with the little joystick.
Mm. And it was one of the first FMV games because everything was this cutscene moving into the next piece.
FMV?
Yeah.
That's the very first game that used
cinematics
in an arcade game.
What is FMV?
Well, that's fuck, what does that actually mean? Full motion video. So it was, you would do the combo, you'd be like up, left, up, up, down. If you nailed it, your guy would jump through and get through the next obstacle, or he would just die, and then you have to put in new quarters. And there was no room for error during this time. This is like you had 0.5 seconds. It's like, hey, this exact code, you died. New quarter, new quarter, new quarter.
I must have put 1,000 quarters in that.
Boom! The year's 2024. Do you know what that means? A new look for you. Manscaped has the 5.0 Lawnmower Ultra. That's right, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is a man's cheat code to looking good, feeling good, and have all the confidence. Whether you're looking to maintain a trim or make sure everything's gone, this has you covered. Trusted by 10 million men worldwide. I actually use this. I endorse this. I use all their products. Equipped with two skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little bit off the top, and a new foil blade to take everything off comfortably.
And for the dudes out there that want a full grooming experience, look no further than Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0. In that grooming kit, you get the trusted lawnmower, Manscaped's ears and nose hair trimmers, and essential aftercare products with the Crop Soother Ball Aftershave Lotion and Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant. Head over to manscaped.com and use code UNSUB and get yourself 20% off and free shipping. Oh, I love free shipping. Make your balls and your spouse happy.
God, that's old school. So you grew up during the arcade period, and then your first PC was?
B1 Bomber on the Apple One computer.
The Apple One?
Yeah, I had to take a bus ride 45 minutes to the Naval Amphibious Base Library where they had the computer there.
So you're an OG gamer.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I thought we grew up on video games. Nah. Right? Holy
well,
shit.
See, my bro, perspective, video games grew up on him.
My perspective of video gaming is watching how video games evolved. And that's what makes someone in my age that understand it so good. Because you know how the game is supposed to be played. Especially and when you know how a game is supposed to be played and you see something fishy, I mean, it's instant. That ain't the way it works.
You get those old, because you grew up during the Nintendo, and this is before, there was just strategy, guys, but there was no holding your hand on those old video games. It's mm-hmm. like, you die,
that's it.
Kind of like Tarkov.
Yes. Just a high learning curve. You're like, I don't know what to do.
I get all kinds of people, play Tarkov, play Hell Let Loose. Hell, I can't even see the people shoot me in Tarkov. Hell Let Loose, I have to run too far to get anywhere. And then, what's the other one, Arma? Arma 3.
Yeah.
And then Squad. I can't see the people who shoot. I know where the shots are coming from. I can't see them.
Those are those big. What are those battles? War simulators?
Open.
Yeah, like Arma.
And one of my biggest mottos, before I became Grandpa Gaming, I was known as WLR Bullseye. That was my call sign in the Navy, Bullseye. And then they made me change it. And my motto was, if I can see you, I'm going to hit you.
Which, I mean, is a good segue. And what did you do in the military?
Mostly military law enforcement. But I'm an expert rifle, expert pistol.
And then you did diver?
Diver, yes.
And then what, you a rescue diver or?
Well, there's a story about that. I started out on the Oklahoma City as a bosun's mate, seaman. Worked my way up to becoming a rescue swimmer. And there were five of us on the ship. And we each had shifts on who we went out, if we had to go out and pick somebody up. Then I moved on to the missile house where I was being trained to gunner's mate missile. They blackballed the missile system I was working in and transferred me to a submarine tender of all. And that's when I met Carl Bashir and Master Diver Colvin to interview for becoming a diver.
Which, who are those?
You got interviewed by Carl Brashear.
He was there at the time of the interview, and I met him, shook his hand, and that was 1975.
Damn.
This is impressing the hell out of Nick, so I would like to be let in on the
Nick.
Context.
What's history lesson, Nick.
Was Carl Brashear Cuban Gooding Jr. or yes. Robert De Niro? Yeah, that was Cuban Gooding Jr.? Okay.
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba.
Yeah. Cuba.
Okay, now it's making more sense. I'm like, what? Who? Okay, guy that lost his leg during a diving accident?
Yes. Yeah. He was actually on the back of one of the rescue tugs when the cable snapped and took his leg off.
Yeah, those are gnarly.
I mean,
Was it the arresting cable for the aircraft that were landing?
No, it was on a salvage tug.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the load was too great. The line snapped.
Yeah.
And boom.
Because he was the first black diver, correct?
Yes.
So he was the first black diver, went through hell to get that.
And I mean a living hell.
Yeah.
Because down then, the schools were in the South.
Yep.
And my school, when I went through second class diving salvage school, was between Pier 5 and 6 at 32nd Street Naval Station. I was the last class to be trained in the Mark 5 diving helmet. the old school diving helmet.
Holy shit, you actually like wore that fucking crazy stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that in Panama City at the time? Or?
No.
Okay.
No. They moved the second class school over to Naval Amphibious Base, Coronado. Then I went to first class diving salvage school in Anacostia, Maryland.
Okay.
Which is where they had the old presidential yacht right there at the same pier that our diving barge was at, which is now the shooting headquarters for NCIS.
No doubt.
Yeah, and it says right there, Anacostia Naval Shipyard, right there. When you see NCIS.
How much, okay, go the Mark IV, Mark V, what was the helmet called?
Mark V.
The Mark V, how much did that just uniform weigh?
With the weights, total of 180 to 200 pounds.
So an Eli or a Brandon just mounted on that.
And the thing is that where the barge was, from the water surface to the top of the barge was 12 feet. And when you come out of the water, there's a petcock here where you, on the inside, you operate it with your cheek, you open it up. And then you dip yourself in the water, and it forces all the air out of that suit. Then they start bringing you up. You have to traverse that 12 feet with no air because they turn the air off.
Yeah.
And well, that's convenient.
You got to traverse it slowly, too.
Well, they pull you in like this. And you have to push yourself out from the ladder when they're trying to bring you in, and you take one rung at a time, one rung at a time.
Yeah, because if you come up too quick.
You got 50 pounds of lead weight.
That was only 12 feet, I think.
You got 25 pounds on each foot.
Really?
25 pounds on each foot?
On each foot, yeah.
Because you're wearing so much weight, it'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
That we've had divers just pass out because they couldn't make the 12 feet.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You said it's the weight that does it?
No, it's the lack of air.
Well,
like, so it's the lack of air.
He was saying you can't do it too quick. Fuck off. He was saying you can't do it too quick.
Oh, yeah, because you're lacking oxygen and it weighs so much. So as you're coming up, you have to do it slowly.
Your muscles are burning more oxygen because they're moving significantly more weight. So it's not like you can hold your breath the normal amount.
And they're trying to pull you in, and they do it on purpose to see how much you can take. And the people that can't do it, they have three tries. The people that can't do it, they don't pass.
Mm. What was your scariest moment like during all of that? That would be terrifying just being in the water with all that
the
gear
scariest
on.
Scariest moment?
Or what's the... I feel like every military training has its apex hard point where it's like, you if you make it past this point, you've made your... Yeah. It's all downhill from there. What's the hardest part of that training at that time?
The hardest part for me was... I guess the classroom. Because there's so much... When you come out of the classroom, when you graduate with an associate's degree in oceanography. That's how tough it is. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you have to be smart.
Somewhat,
yeah.
Or determined, or both.
A little bit of both. Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr., that's when that video of him walking with that one leg, because what's his real name?
Carbuchier.
So when he's actually doing that test, that's actually what happens. Like, hey, you have to do five steps or three
steps.
That
actually happened. But his suit
was
a helium suit, which weighs about 280 pounds full.
So Brandon, 280 pounds, but he has one leg
prosthetic
on a nug.
Leg.
Yeah.
So that pressure on this.
Could you guys imagine putting, like you're squatting, put three plates on each side? And you have to take five steps with that with one leg.
And all that pressure on that. And this is not like now where you're like, hey, we can fucking drill a titanium rod into your femur. It's way better. This is OG prosthetics where all that pressure is put on one point. Homeboy was God dang. That's fucking crazy to me.
One of his pictures is honestly like one of my favorite pictures of all time. There's a picture of him later in his career after he had his amputation and everything where he's sitting down in the chair and he's just looking over and they're like, they're either just taking the helmet off him or about to put it on. And it's like, oh.
Oh, that's the one where they're taking it off.
Yeah.
That's after he made the walk. And then he had to walk back to the chair, sit down, and then they took his helmet off.
It's one of those pictures where it's like, oh, that's the main character. It's a badass picture.
Dude, that's crazy. And then he was the first black diver, and then he kept his
diving status.
Diving status, yes.
Because they were trying to restrict it because he was like,
if you look on the picture that I showed you, you'll still see he's got the diving pin with the tridents and the dolphins.
Oh, he's a determined motherfucker.
That's one of my favorite pictures.
Well, that's
military history. Yeah, that's not after
that's an
steps.
Early picture.
Yeah,
that's an early picture. I think that's on the tugboat where he actually lost his leg.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Dude, this is gonna be one of my favorite podcasts. Oh my god! So,
thank you, by the way, for saying Scooby Doo villain because that immediately
the giant helmet. You're like, oh, that makes way more sense. So, what is the deepest you went in your diving apparatus?
420 feet in the recompression chamber.
Fuck no!
Now my class graduation dive was 320 feet in Point Loma, off Point Loma, in just outside the kelp beds, near there's a trench there that goes like 3,800 feet. But what they do is they take two boats out, they drop a lead clump here with a rope over to this lead clump. That's 320, 360. I think one class even went 380. So you go down, you go across, and this is in scuba, not the hard hat. You go across, and then you come up. And then when you come up, you go like this, diver okay. And then they set you on the boat just for 20 minutes. If you get the bends, you're going to know it. And then it's Hobby Lob after that, after everybody graduates.
And what is the bends really quick for people that don't know?
It's when you get nitrogen buildup in the blood and you get bubbles. And I still get this to this day. My ears and my nose will get like nitrogen feeling coming out of that, out of my ears. It's a tingling sensation when the nitrogen starts to leave the thin parts around the nose, the corners of the eyes, the ears.
Thin layers of epidermis.
Yeah.
Bro, that is...
And it's a killer.
Yeah, this is... And that's why you're not supposed to fly. Like, I forget how many hours when after...
You're not supposed to fly 24 hours after you dive. And you're not supposed to dive 48 hours after you come off a flight.
Otherwise, you die.
Well, there's a possibility, yeah. Unlike me, I came off a flight, got to Guam. 8 hours later, I was in the water. But I didn't go below 32 feet.
So you're safe up until, God, I have so many. Like, I don't even, this world is so foreign to any of us. I'm like, you talk about war, IEDs, got you,
there's
bro.
There's a rule God, in the Navy diving. The Navy diving units are the world's foremost leaders in safety. You got NAWI and PADI out there that are diving associations. Where do they get all their information? From Navy diving schools and diving med schools, because they are the leaders out there for diving safety. The number one rule is 60 for 60. 60 feet, 60 minutes, that's it. But you can dive 28 to 30 feet forever. My longest dive is 3 hours and 20 minutes at 22 feet in Guam, 89 degree water.
So when you go, like your 400, how, what was your deepest?
420 in the recompression chamber.
And then you're just like all the way down. What is that like with, how many tubes are leading up to the water for breathing?
Well, no, the recompression chambers, they put 12 people in the chamber. Then they put a bucket with a styrofoam glass of water in the bucket. Then they take you down 420 feet. And we're all in a circle watching this glass get from here to here.
Fuck that.
Miniature. And then I said something like, oh, that's cool. Because you're 420 feet and you're breathing helium. Everybody in there lost it. I mean, it was Giggle City. We just lost it because I said, oh, that's cool.
You sound like Cartman down there.
Yeah.
No, you're bringing back a lot of memories to me, man, because I memorized the Navy diving manual like in 2010 because I wanted to be a Navy SEAL. And so I memorized the whole thing. Like, I went to Bud's for like a couple of weeks. So you're just like bringing back all sorts of memories to me about the Navy diving manual.
Here's my heartbreaker.
What?
Lieutenant Commander Richards was the commanding of Second Class Diving Salvage School. He's a SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my classmates were SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
After I graduate from Second Class Diving Salvage School, I went to Commander Richards and said, I'm going to go to Bud's. And he looked at me and he goes, why now? I said, because I want to go to Bud's. He said, they're not going to take you. I said, why? I could run the mile in less than a minute and a half. What are you doing? And he said, if you'd applied for Bud's first, we would have put you through. But now you've cost the Navy $280,000 in training and to be a diver.
Yeah, you were a good
They're
diver.
They're not going to put you through Bud's.
Makes a lot.
And then after that happens, where do I go? Military law enforcement for the rest of my career.
You know what I like doing all day? Being on my phone to do stuff, ordering food, looking at stuff I shouldn't be looking at. You know what the scary part is? Little phone carriers, they collect your data. Verizon's even admitted to it. They say it's to understand my interests better. But really, all they're trying to do is sell your interests to other advertisers. The more they can get on you, the larger their paychecks get. Which is why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that prevents your phone carriers from being able to see the sites you visited and selling it off to third parties. All it takes, one tap of a button, and all your network data is then encrypted and rerouted to ExpressVPN's secure service. For ultimate privacy, ExpressVPN protects all your network data, even while you're using your favorite apps. Whether you're an iPhone, Android, or even a tablet, ExpressVPN works on all devices. The best part, one subscription can be used up to 5 devices at once. When your phone carrier tracks you, it's a gross invasion of privacy. Now you can keep letting them cash in on it, or visit expressvpn.com/unsub to get the same VPN that we all use over here at Unsub. Take back your online privacy today and use this code to save yourself 3 months for free. That's expressvpn.com/unsub, U-N-S-U-B.
Joy. But then you have like baller stories from that because you're like, oh yeah, here's where I took a round through here. Here's a machete that hit my fucking hand.
Wait, what?
Wait, so you went from a, you went from a diver to a master at arms?
No.
Okay.
Military law enforcement's a lot different. Armed forces police.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm a master at arms. I'm going to slap you in the back of the head if you look at me cross-eyed.
Right.
No, we don't do that. Yeah.
So you did
the actual cool stuff.
Yeah. So you were in Guam.
Guam.
And you were doing
policing. My last 5 years is in Guam.
And then you were doing, you said you were doing recoveries, and then you were also doing machete story.
I'm still stuck on the machete.
Yeah, machete story. Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm driving. He's like, look at this. Okay. I'm like, I'm driving, sir.
See that scar right there?
Yeah.
We went to arrest a serviceman. And when we got there, we arrested him, and then his wife came out with a machete. And... you know the old thing where I'm going to catch this blade. Oh, I caught the blade all right. This way.
Yeah. You caught it.
Yeah, I caught it. And it's this finger and this thumb have total loss of feeling.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and it, if I do it right, you'll see the very tip, it'll quiver. See that?
Well, so now that's interesting because that brings me back to gaming. How does that affect you for your, I guess, your career now?
Muscle memory.
Yeah?
That's it. A lot of people don't believe because of the titanium plate in my neck.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see the scar right here.
Yeah.
Mm. Right there on that line. 6-inch titanium plate in my neck. If I sit in a chair like right now, I have no feeling from the shoulders down to fingertips in both arms. Because of the swelling around the cervical spine.
What happened there? Was it just like, oh, just?
It was an injury I received when I was working for a communications company.
Like, hey, he fell or something like that.
Actually, it was kind of funny.
Let me tell you about the time I almost broke my neck and died. And
an office chair.
Fuse it by titanium.
Okay.
An office chair. There was a lever in the front where if you push that lever, the chair goes like this. So I just come back from the bathroom, pushed myself up, and the chair went, boom, shot me under the desk. And then the back of the rest and my chin, see these teeth right here?
Yeah.
Caught me and ruptured 3 vertebrae, or 3 discs in my neck. Jesus.
Bro.
Wow.
I hung there for about 30-40 seconds until the lady next door came over and kicked the wall down where the chair was hooked onto and released me.
So you spend years diving without many injuries, and then you do the military police thing, but then the chair fucked you up.
Yeah.
That's Grant, stop playing around in there.
That's basically what it was. I couldn't talk. Because the chair had me pinned like this, and all I could do was I could pound on the desk like this, and she got up to see what was going on, and she just kicked out the little wall and saved my butt.
That's how it do be, though.
That is how it do be, though.
Yeah, it's not going to be diving or combat or machetes or anything if the chair gets you in the end, dude.
I'll shout out one of my boys. It's Fitty Tactical, 50% Tactical. He's like a former, like, I think SF guy. I forget. It's been years, but he only has one arm. And so, like, you know, the joke, Fitty Tactical. Like, I get it. And plus, he's like half white, half black, so it like works two ways. He's like, he's a funny guy. But
he better be.
it helps, I'm sure. But no, he got that injury. He did like a couple of tours and things like that, and like did the whole military gamut, and then came home and lost the arm in an ATV accident.
Oh wow!
Had an ATV roll over him.
Dude's always. That's how like a lot of Clint, our boy Clint.
Yeah,
that is what happened to him. Clint was
trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Clint Trial.
I was going to say Tromachet or Trial.
Clint Trial.
Which one of our buddies who lost limbs?
Clint Trial is very up there in Special Forces stuff, like above that. I don't know if we can talk about it, so I'm not saying what he did until I get okayed from him.
Stuff.
Yeah, he did really gangster shit.
Sounds Alpha Group.
There's Delta and there's a couple other little things.
Some stuff.
Yeah. So it was his, like, one of his last deployments and missions. Goes out, Humvee, drives, explosion, loses both his legs. Like one of his last final missions, like boom.
That's the way it always works.
Yeah. And he was a warfighter for like 25 years. Yeah.
Homeboy had been doing war.
Yeah.
Like war for 25 years with nothing up to that point. And then just bad luck bears. One day that happens. Still, like one of the kindest humans, just positive outlook on life.
One of the nicest people you ever meet.
Yeah. We took him skydiving like a year ago. And that was one of the cool things, watching him jump with his team that he used to deploy with.
So you surprised him with them, right?
Yeah. Like he didn't know they were all going to be there. So it was an actual really. And Clint had not went free fall since the accident. That's what he used to do. If that shows you how high he was, his halo diving. You're like, oh. So he got surprised with his team being there. And he's like, hey, this is your first jump. The first jump back since the accident. Here's your team. And they're jumping with you. So it was a beautiful moment. It was all captured on camera. Clint, you fucking ate shit when you landed, bro. Harder with no legs. Like, you were like, fire, and bye. And he's like, fuck, that sucked. Like, he just yelled out when he... But he killed it, dude. And, like, the level of just his buddy supporting him. It was a beautiful thing to watch, that camaraderie. And you're like, hell yeah. And he was...
So he actually jumped. He didn't tandem.
Oh, yeah, he jumped.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking you were talking about tandem.
No, homeboy, like, dude, I was so pissed. I remember we were doing the air tunnels, and I look like a bag of shit in the air tunnel at this point, because free falling's not easy. It takes time to get control of your body. You think it's easy. It is not. And then Clint gets in there, and he's like, oh, okay. I was like, that's no fair. You don't got no legs. He's cheating. And he's just like floating around perfectly. He's like, fuck, dude. I get in there. I'm like, what? Trying to control my body. It's like, I'm going to die on my first free fall. This is how this goes. But he had it down to a science. And then watching him and his team do that, it was one of the dopest moments I've seen in recent years. You have to meet that dude. Also, Clint Romeshay sent me a video.
Oh, no.
I haven't watched it yet. I was like, I'm going to wait for the boys because we were texting him. No. Yeah, I have no idea what he's going to say. We might have to bleep this. I don't know.
Miss you too, buddy. You guys look like you're having a good time. Me and my second youngest kid just got done with golf practice, so now it's time in the hot tub and relaxing with some vodka seltzers.
Rocking the high noons.
It's a tough life.
Best job I ever had.
Best dude Medal of Honor recipient.
Oh, is that the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not Clint Trial.
That's our other buddy.
That's Clint Romeshay.
Yeah, okay. Clint Romeshay, the Medal of Honor recipient I told you about. So he's the one that, what was his battle?
What's his last name?
Romeshay. He did the battle of, what's his book? God, I'm a shitty friend. Hold on.
I know this
talk
also.
About Romeshay. Book. Battle of... Red Platoon.
Okay.
So Red Platoon is the they got screwed. Battle of Camdish. It was when they were in a U.S. government being U.S. government. They're like, hey, we're going to put this base in a bowl.
I've never read The Art of War or seen Star Wars Episode 3. I'm gonna occupy the low ground.
It's over, Afghanistan. I've got the high ground.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. It didn't work great.
I know this.
It's over, America. I have the high ground.
Like, no. Jumps. They decided to put it in a bowl surrounded
by mountains
on every which way. Clint took, I think it was an RPG rounds, called for fire on himself. Like, homeboy was a goddamn warrior during the entire thing. And one of the kindest humans you will ever meet. Period. We're super excited to have that dude on.
You know what makes me so happy right now? It's like GWAT meets Vietnam, and it's cool conversations.
Dude, is it like your conversations are insane to me. I'm like, bro, you're like, I got the Mark V helmet. I had a tube going up to air. I'm even 30 feet.
The best part is him shitting on 12-year-old kids in Battlefield. I don't care what you say. The best part of the story is the happiest ending. Just grandpa gaming. Like, I was there when the magic was written, young one. Let me show you how to actually play video games.
A lot of these kids who are going to be fighting World War III are currently getting shit on by well, especially if you're shitting on Chinese kids in Battlefield. They're definitely going to be fighting World War III.
Well, when it, hey, you come China? No. Of Korea? No.
They're good.
Russia? No.
Fought the Chinese once, didn't love it.
Have you ever tried to break a bad habit and it just felt like you're climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? We have all been there, everyone. But here's a breath of fresh air, Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching up. Fume simply takes your habit and makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning air-flavored device. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume uses natural nature. It uses air powered by your lungs. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. Mine's at the unsub house and I'm not there right now. Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and movable parts and magnets. Gives your fingers a lot to do if you're trying to de-stress. Now on a personal note, it is extremely weird having a device that is operated by your lungs and the air around you, and it tastes good. So go start that good habit over at tryfume.com/unsub to save 10% off the Journeyman pack today.
So when you got, what was it like? A first person, was it always first person shooters your game style, or were you like, hey, I like to do RPGs, JRPGs?
Actually, I play a lot of different games, hunting games, zombie games, but first person shooters is where I excel.
What are you playing right now, though? What's your game right now?
2042.
You're really still?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your jam?
Oh, yeah.
Because that game sucked on release. You said it earlier. You were like, that game was trash.
I told him, should I buy it now? If I'm playing it, you buy it. If I don't enjoy it, I won't play it.
We all played it for like a week and gave up.
Well, that's because of the release. If you play it now, it's a totally different game.
Really?
Yeah, now it's actually, they refined it. Unfortunately.
And for me, it's even worse. When I first started playing 2042, after the second time I played it, was great. I was getting kills from 1,400 meters out. Then I posted the viral video on how to zero your weapon in game. Well, as being a recon in 2042, one of the few that excelled in it, do you realize how many sniper recon came out after that video?
So you fucked it up for yourself in accident.
I fucked it up for myself big time. Because everywhere I looked, I saw a scope. Oh, look, he's over there. In one of my videos, I got, oh, there's two snipers over there. Oh, there's four over here. Oh, there's six over there. And they're still shooting in the same spot I am.
You were but you dropped those guys, didn't
you? I did.
I remember that clip. That's the one I seen, too. You're like, there's two right there. You see little glimmers. Gramps is like, exploding heads. I'm like, God damn, that man's a fucking hard ass.
Yeah, no wonder he likes 6'5 Creedmoor. Jesus Christ.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
What was your first person shooter that really got you into
Medal of Honor?
Oh, my boy.
Oh, okay.
Like first one or PlayStation? Rising Sun?
No, Medal of Honor, the first one.
PlayStation?
Yeah.
OG?
No, actually PC.
Wait, there really? Was a Medal of Honor?
I don't play first person shooters on console.
Good. Oh, they were so good.
What's the Medal of Honor
and Medal of Honor Rising Sun were both fantastic.
Oh, you're talking about the one that was the first one into like GWAT.
Yeah, the GWAT one, right?
That one was badass.
Yeah, the very first release of Medal of Honor, Then after Medal of Honor was the first Call of Duty, World War II.
World at War?
World at War.
Yeah. And then the best first-person shooter ever to be made was called Joint Operations.
Why does that sound familiar?
Never heard of that.
Yeah, Joint Operations.
Was that a
It lasted for 2 years. They shut down the servers because of the cheaters. The unknowncheaters.com. They were putting out every week the cheats to defeat the game, and the makers of Joint Operations said, let's just shut down the servers because it's costing us more money to defeat it.
This came out in 2004.
Yeah.
OG.
That wasn't a Medal of Honor game there.
No, it's just Joint Operations. No. It came on like a DVD.
God, I remember that.
God, this is unlocking a memory for me. I remember finding that in a foreclosure from a fucking former military guy in Fort Bragg. So I used to do real estate shit. I used to go through like real estate foreclosures.
That was the best first-person shooter PvP game in my mind to ever be released. And if they redid that today, you can say goodbye to PUBG 2042.
I'm gonna go buy every copy on eBay real quick before this podcast gets released.
That's how good it was.
It was that good.
To not accidentally fuck yourself up.
The ghillie suits that the Recon wore, you couldn't see them. They'd be laying on the side of a hill. You couldn't see them. And the only time you could detect them is if you were looking at them in binoculars. And you know how the Predator scene was where you... Those ghillie suits worked.
That's gangster. We have, like, because we play... I'm a Warzone person. Brandon's a Tarkov/Cyberpunk.
Now Helldivers, man. Helldivers. I think we all kind of got into Helldivers recently.
I'm Helldivers, too.
You play Helldivers?
Oh, yeah.
For Democracy?
Sure.
Yeah. For Democracy?
You haven't seen it yet?
No!
It's on one of my clips.
I'm Jamie, playing it. Put it I'm up going, right here.
I said, democracy. Just like that.
What level are you right now?
90-something, maybe?
Wait.
No, 50? That's Fortnite.
Okay.
No, I'm 100-something in Fortnite. I'm 80 or 90.
50 is the max.
I think 50 is max right now.
Helldivers.
Yeah, Helldivers. Yeah, I'm 24.
Actually, now I'm like, bro, did they update or patch?
I have no idea.
Helldiver. Wait, what level are you, Brandon?
24.
Oh, you see, I'm like 8 still. Me and Cody played that one. We played one time. I was like, we need Nick to get on.
TikTok guy.
Okay.
He's like, hello.
Hey, bro. What's up? Hey, we're doing the podcast right now. What level am I in Helldivers?
You're doing what right now?
We're doing the podcast right now.
What level are you?
Yeah.
I think you're level 28 or something like that.
28.
Yeah. Tell him Unsubscribe says hello.
Unsubscribe says hello.
What's his name?
It's Father Coffee.
Father Coffee. Father Coffee. Yeah. We say hi.
Hey.
I just like you were like, hey, bro, what's up?
Hey, speak to the guys.
How's it going?
Oh, good. How are you?
Oh, we're great.
What's up?
Did you get?
Or we'll blurt that.
Hey, did you get the pictures of who I was with?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was watching his video on the flight for crying out loud.
I'm happy for you, brother.
Okay.
All right.
Hey,
have a great day.
Don't drive and use your phone at the same time.
No, never.
Okay.
It's un-American.
All right, brother. That's what I got to live with on stream.
When I get pulled over, I'm in full uniform. I'm sure they'd have a problem with that, too, right?
Okay, bud.
All right.
Love you.
Bye.
Later, Carl.
Bye.
He's hilarious.
This is my favorite conversation I've ever heard. It's like, hey, bro, what's up? I'm like,
this what level am I in fucking hell there, dude?
As he's just shitting on kids. So I don't even know what level I am. I just know it's higher than yours.
Well, no, he's shitting on bugs for democracy
and robots.
I think, like, level 98 in Fortnite. That's... Because I played Fortnite last night.
Those are the ones I don't think any of us...
And then my wife going, hey, you got to go to bed. You got a flight in the morning. Come on, another hour. I want to... So, I need one more win.
How long have you been streaming? Because you did it full time, right?
Yes.
How long have you been streaming full time?
I started streaming in May of 2015.
Full time?
Full time.
What was your wife's understanding of what streaming even was, and how hard of a conversation was that to explain to your wife?
Oh, my God.
I got wasps in my brain.
Yeah, how did you bring this? What do you say? Because you're in your 70s.
Full-time in 71.
2015? I'm 71.
71. So you're just like, yeah. Hey.
Just for the record, like, full-time streaming in 2015 is a big deal. That's early.
None of us did that.
That's really early.
Nope. You're almost on, not Twitch TV. That was on...
Almost Justin TV.
Justin TV.
You're probably one of the first people to be a full-time streamer at 2015.
I don't think the audience could have guessed which one of us was the first full-time streamer.
First full-time content creator.
Yeah. Shit.
Well, but getting back to what my wife says... I'm upstairs. Now, don't laugh, okay? I don't want to hear any laughs in the background there. Are you going to go down there play time?
What's play?
He said no laughs.
What's play time?
I see you, Dave.
Going the down games. To the computer, play time. She goes, oh, you're going to go play time. I said, no, honey, I am an LLC now. This is fucking work.
Your first thing is, I'm a fucking LLC now.
I am a professional.
This is a job, babe.
And I think Dell flew us out to New York to do the commercial for their Christmas in 2016.
Wait, I'm sorry, you're doing commercials for Dell in 2016?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus, dude, he beat us all to it,
He's
right?
He's flexing on us at every possible angle.
Subtly, too.
That's awesome. When she baggage on board. Okay, this could be good, you know. They flew us out there for 2 days, did a commercial, five-episode commercial.
What did you do for the commercial?
They were releasing their new 17-inch laptop for gaming, and I didn't get to keep it, but... It was, I did,
the fuck, Dell?
I was,
the fuck?
Yo, I was, here's the bad thing. They made me an honorary member of one of the teams there. And they brought out a jersey. I didn't go home with that jersey.
That's they the just bullshit. Handed everything and then took it back?
Yeah.
Oh man,
dude, bullshit. Fuck Dell.
That's shady as shit, bro.
Well, they did.
We're never getting a Dell sponsorship ever.
Oh yeah, like we fucking wanted one in the first place.
I did.
Just
I
so
did
they
get
give
a computer
it to us and fucking take it back. You did?
Yeah, I did get a computer. At least. An alien. Gear, 51.
Okay.
It fried in 6 months.
Oh,
round of applause for Dell.
Dell just fucking killing it today. Well, I just like, they're like, here's the jersey and this. Okay, thank you for the photo op.
That's pretty shitty.
Well, we had a good time. I mean, four-star restaurant and a nice hotel. The old Trump Tower we were in.
All right, Dell, you're back on the table.
One thing I want to touch base is your miniature paintings. Like, how intricate do you do on this stuff?
You really want to know?
Don't bring this up. He's doing the Bismarck, not the USS Iowa.
Also, what's I want to know your favorite moment of Nick's history, like one of your favorite.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
That's a really good one. What's your favorite episode with the Fat Electrician?
Just to think about it, that's pretty cool.
I've watched so many of them.
You're so proud of yourself.
Yeah, I watched the one on the plane this morning.
Ching Lee, USS Washington. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you make a particular joke during that episode?
No.
Only on the live episodes. Oh, okay. Only on the live ones. Okay.
Oh, those are dope.
Oh, you do 40K too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my boy. Me and him would get... Dude, he's doing 40K.
He paints miniatures.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, we should have seen that coming, to be fair.
Okay, I paint. I do
scale modeling too. Yeah, I've got a 1-200 miniatures. Bismarck that I'm doing right now.
Did you just moan or groan? Mm.
The Bismarck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I also think ordered the 1-200 scale hood.
I think
it's better.
Nick has an axe to grind about the Bismarck. Although I do love the Sabaton song.
Oh, that is...
Dude, you big Sabaton fan?
Well, I'm more of a Johnny Horton
fan, you know. For
sake the Bismarck.
What's wrong with the Bismarck?
I'm just sick of hearing about it. Ultimately, like, it is biggest, best German battleship, but I...
Give a history lesson.
Oh my God.
We want a history
lesson. Built to lead the German war machine and the Kriegsmarine, motherfucker.
Right. It led itself all the way to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, it totally did.
I don't know just the internet. There's three battleships that are the best battleships on the planet. There's the USS Iowa, the Iowa-class battleship.
Oh, wow. So I wonder why you have a fucking bias,
Nick. It's not even that. Like, the USS Iowa is honestly the least impressive one. So, like, you have the USS Iowa, the USS New Jersey, which sank a fucking island during Vietnam. Didn't know that was possible, but it did it. Then you have the USS Missouri, Mighty Mo, and then you have the USS Wisconsin, which is famous during the Korean War. Yeah. For the temper incident when they just fucking deleted an artillery emplacement.
Yeah, that's when the Washington was hit by a 155, and the captain said, "Make that battery disappear," and in a full broadside, and it was gone.
Well, they hit the Wisconsin too.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry, you said Washington.
Oh, did I say
Yeah,
Washington?
You said Washington, but it was Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Yeah, so
yeah, it was Wisconsin.
The USS Wisconsin went through World War II, never got hit. And then they're cruising down the peninsula, and a North Korean artillery emplacement is like, I'm going to shoot at one of the biggest battleships ever made, with literally like shooting Cody with a fucking airsoft gun, expecting to kill him. And
that sucked. I'm about to fuck you up.
These fucking North Koreans,
that's the power of propaganda.
It splintered one fucking panel on the deck. One piece of wood got splintered, and the captain's like, fucking turn all 9 guns, aim it at that motherfucker, fucking fire. She fucking hit these poor North Koreans with a fucking car dealership of ammunition. Just gone. Doesn't exist.
And they actually have a picture of when she fired the broadside. All 9 guns, boom, and then battery gone.
And the hill it was on, gone.
That's the problem with fucking with the U.S. military is not only will we fucking kill you, we will document it.
Yeah.
We'll photograph it because it's fun.
Don't touch the boats.
Yep. Don't touch the boats. Like, yeah.
That's always my favorite thing. Like every time. Because how many times have like it led to a...
It's all of them. Almost every major military conflict the U.S. has ever been involved with is started by somebody fucking with our boats.
Like, let's poke this one.
Starting back like to Barbary pirates. Fucked with America's boats. Guess what we don't have anymore? Barbary pirates. Okay.
The USS Maine, you know. Yeah, we got a history.
Fuck Spain.
Yeah. Well, it was something like that.
So which one of yours, like, which one is your favorite story of, like, history time, Nick, just when you're getting your history lessons, you're like, ah.
I actually liked, and I saw this on YouTube 3 nights ago, the night the U.S. fleet came down the channel at Iron Bottom Sound and the Kirishima was coming up, and it was night, and they just opened up.
Stand aside, I'm coming through. Yeah. This is Ching Lee. Fuck up everybody. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
But that was the same night they lost the Atlanta. Yep. And the...
They lost like three destroyers that night.
They lost three destroyers, the Atlanta.
South Dakota had electrical issues. Yeah. We didn't lose it, but it was dead in the water.
CA-50, I could see that. She sank also.
What did?
CA-50. I can't.
Now what is this? Hold on.
This is just
the Helena.
Got to consult.
It was the Helena.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost the Helena.
There. You guys could do videos together. Just start bouncing old ideas. I was just like, this is
dumb. Well, they shouldn't start a podcast or the rest of us are fucked.
You guys.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Do you guys play World of Warships?
I play a different game with ships. They sponsor my videos sometimes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I will play World of Warships if they decide to give me money. I have played it
before, yeah. When they sponsor me, I play them sometimes. I also play War Thunder.
What's the Hummer that we shot at the last range?
World of Warships.
Is that the ones who sponsored that?
Yes. Yeah, the Hummer.
Oh, shit, never mind. Maybe I will fucking play the game.
We destroyed a $90,000 or $110,000?
It was like $110,000 Humvee H1.
Yeah, that happened.
Oh, yeah, you don't know. So there's always something that's going to be like shot, blown apart, destroyed.
I went to demolition school in Indian Head, Maryland. Thing. Can I blow something up?
Perhaps.
Tomorrow, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you...
I can see it now. Gramps with C4 in his hand? I don't want to go there.
Name a machine gun that you wish you were able to shoot ever. Any machine gun that ever right exist. There.
The Thompson.
We got that.
Name another one.
The Ma Deuce.
It'll be there tomorrow. Yeah. Name another one.
This was last year.
Gramps, we talked about this.
Yeah, we're not fucking with you right now.
We're not fucking with you.
That was the H1 that we just lit up.
Now I know where my H1 went.
name
another one.
Name another machine gun that you wish you could shoot.
MG42.
We've got one. Yeah.
Name another one.
All right, now I'm getting hard.
He's revving to go.
You can go back to World War II. You can get historical with it. Any gun you can think of.
World War I, II, Vietnam, Korea, anything.
How about the Russian 12.7?
I've got one currently being rebuilt. The Dishka?
Yeah.
Yeah. It technically could fire if we put it back together, but I wouldn't. Safely. The rebuild was sketchy.
Man, we know a guy that killed people with a Dishka.
Yes, we do, actually.
He's going to be on the podcast soon.
Yep, I'm excited for that.
It's going to be a good one.
We have some doubt. Like, I told you, like, you name a gun.
I would love to take him to my fucking factory.
Oh, dude.
It's going to be about 15 8-foot-long picnic tables, all machine guns from World War I to now. Every machine gun that you could pretty much imagine is going to be there.
And all the ammo. The ammo is paid for.
Vickers?
What's up?
Vickers?
Yeah, so I don't have a Vickers technically, but I've got a Maxim. So basically the same 303. Thing.
303.
Yeah. It's not 303. It was chambered in 7.62 by 54R because it was a Finnish-made one, but it's the same operating mechanism.
Okay. Lewis gun.
Yep.
Yeah. I told you, brother, I tried to tell you,
you're going to get to shoot all these tomorrow.
Oh, I was telling you on the phone, I was like, whatever you want.
P90.
Yep.
Yeah, we all have
that's
one,
an easy
I think.
One.
MP5.
Yeah, yep. We all have one of those.
We have the integrally suppressed one.
The SPD. I've got the P90, the MP5, and the MP5 SD.
What else you got?
I wanted my rifle to be the showcase.
Oh, yeah. It's going to look cute. Yeah. But then it's going to sit next to everything there, and you're gonna be like, fuck.
Dude. Legitimately, if there is something that you want to shoot specifically tomorrow, just let us know. We'll bring it out. Because we've got a couple of the fan favorites that we're bringing out.
Sorry.
But you're okay. We've got a couple of the fan favorites we always bring out.
It's Grandma taking Bonnie out, then, by the way.
Like some angels are getting their wings. Yeah.
Every gun you could want will probably be there tomorrow. You can shoot it.
Yep. See, there's Grandma.
Oh, sure enough.
Yep.
Because this is going to be the most wholesome podcast. Yeah, this is the most wholesome.
The most wholesome podcast we have ever done.
Hey there. He froze at the door going.
Did you just scare you?
I just scared
him. Fucking with his wife on the blink camera.
Also,
hello there.
This is a crazy story before we close out. You are cancer survivor, heart. Like, how many heart attacks you survived? Four heart attacks. How many? And then cancer?
Prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer survivor. What else?
Double pulmonary embolism, both lungs.
Shit.
Bro is bulletproof.
He scared the shit out of me before this podcast, I'm being honest with you.
Wait, what? Doing what?
Because he's like, he was like, double pulmonary embolism. Doctor told me there was no way I should have made it. And now sometimes if I laugh too hard, I'll pass out and I'm like, shit. Now I'm scared to make him laugh. Shit.
You just fucking made him laugh.
Yeah, Mitch just like, I know.
Thanks for warning the rest of us, asshole.
I thought you guys heard.
No.
No. I've been dwelling on this.
Mitch just like, it's going to be a surprise for the boys.
Yeah. Grandma is a 20-year veteran, Navy vet also. She's a corpsman.
She's a corpsman.
That's how I met her.
What? Like you were just both deployed to the same area, spitting that game?
I was at Naval Hospital, San Diego. I was stationed there as security, and we were doing mountain ops up at Julian. And my carabiner snapped. I fell down, broke my left ankle. Didn't realize it because I had my combat boots on.
One more injury that you're telling us about?
And it's the office chair that fucked you up.
Drove all the way back. Was in the shower. Look down, and my ankle's about this big around. So I said, okay. So I put a towel around me, walked downstairs, and I said, is there a corpsman in the house? Well, I'm at a naval hospital, and they're all corpsmen there. There's this good-looking little blonde in navy blues over here sitting down, and she turns around, and she goes, I'm a corpsman.
Yeah, and she gave you Motrin and dry socks.
I asked her to look at my ankle. She came over and she goes, you need to go to the ER. She drove me up to the ER and we've never been apart since.
No doubt.
No.
What was your first date other than the ER?
After I got out of the cast, I took her to Luigi's, which is an Italian restaurant there in San Diego. Yeah.
You're like, babe, come here, I got this. How long did you wait to propose?
God, this is like, this is old school. I'm like, hey.
That was 84. She went to school up in Oakland. I was transferred to Guam, and I called her on the phone. I said, hey, you gonna marry me or what?
A romantic man, I see.
And
they say romance is dead.
There was silence. Silence. And I said,
that's a delay.
Are you
going to
marry me? And she said,
one, two,
I have
three.
To go. And I called her a second time.
You're persistent, too.
And she says, I got to go.
It's double time.
I called her a third time. She was waiting for the third time. She said, okay, yeah. After I get out of school. So she got out of school. I took leave. We went to Vegas, got married there, and then went home for Christmas.
That'd be a lesson to you kids. Grandpa gaming doesn't miss.
Well, I just love like third kids. The kids these days do everything over the phone, over text.
More ways than one.
She's answering the first person. Like, hello, who is this? She's like,
Guam.
Hey, you want to marry me? Who is this?
Like they say, kids these days, oh, they do everything over the phone, over text, 40 years ago. Like, yo, bitch, you want to marry me or not?
Yo, what's up? Hit me back.
That's awesome.
Oh, you just made me think of something. You know, the first game we ever played, the first game I ever was introduced to was a mail game, a board game that you mail your movements in, based here in Texas. In 73.
Wait, you'd mail
74. Yeah.
This is the slowest game ever.
But it took a long time to win.
I bet.
Yeah.
It was not satisfying.
That was my first basically inner, you know, computer game. Because you had, they mail you out, you know, where the sides would be. And you mail your moves and mail it back. 2 weeks later, you get the answers.
That is like the smoke signal equivalent of turn-by-turn combat.
Yeah. It's playing chess like that.
Yeah. That was my introduction to gaming. This
is the OG gamer. Holy shit.
Right?
God, you have had a life. It has been an honor having you on. Well, with all genuine pleasure.
I appreciate it.
This has been one of the most wholesome episodes we have had as a group.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't wait to see the audience. They're like, they didn't say any of the other words.
They behaved kind of.
We've kind of behaved this podcast.
Yeah, we're like,
we behaved the appropriate amount.
Yeah.
You guys are great. You guys are great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
No, dude,
this is awesome.
You're great.
This has been a pleasure, dude.
No, you.
You're breathtaking. Yeah.
You're hot. No, just learning about your military experience. Your gaming experience, how you proposed to your wife. Like, all of it is just so amazing.
Long
and your
distance.
Family. Dude, your family, just your grandpa. Like, this has been truly an honor. And it's a pleasure to have flown you out and experienced this. Well,
I'm so much happier.
I can't wait to interrupt it with Adam and Eve ads.
It was fun.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
If one's on this week, it depends on what's the chart on our ad table.
Sorry, so say no. Love is dead. Hey, you want to marry me?
Really, though, your videos were funny. Just, you know, reading the caption of like veteran dunking on 12-year-olds. But now that I know that you've lived as much as you have, like you were mailing in your moves for video games in the 70s. You're a Navy diver, a rescue swimmer. You've been attacked with a machete. You've had your neck broken by an office chair, and you're still getting up to fucking just shit.
I knew that, but I should have never opened my mouth about that.
And you're still good enough to just shit on kids at video games is incredible.
Yeah. All right. Let's give it to him.
Cody, close us out.
Thank you for coming to the Unsubscribed Podcast. I was joined today by Eli Doublefap, the Fat Electrician, Grandpa Gaming. Grandpa, did I get it right? I didn't say the wrong one, right? Okay. Brandon Herrera and myself, Donut Operator, thank you so much for coming out. Please check out the next part of our podcast that is going to be on our Patreon.
Grandpa Gaming, where do we find you?
GrandpaGaming.gg is my website. You can find me on Kick, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.
How do you spell it? Because you do have a special way of spelling it.
GrandPaGaming.
All right, let's give it to him one more time. One more time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate you.